Return fraud, a $10 billion problem for the American retail industry. Return fraud has become a serious issue in the American retail industry. According to a report by the National Retail Federation, losses due to return fraud reached a staggering $10.1 billion, approximately 1.5 trillion yen, in 2023. A particularly prevalent tactic is called wardrobing. This involves purchasing expensive clothing, wearing it once, and then returning it. This practice reportedly accounted for about half of all return fraud cases in 2023. From a Japanese perspective, such behavior might seem unthinkable. However, in America, it appears that for some consumers, this has become a form of smart shopping. The current economic situation is also said to be influencing return fraud. One survey found that 43% of retailers believe consumers are abusing return policies due to financial reasons. To address this issue, retailers are implementing stricter return policies and banning repeat offenders from making purchases. However, preventing fraud without compromising customer experience is challenging, and many companies are struggling to find a balance. In Japan, return issues are also increasing with the proliferation of online shopping. However, the fact that it hasn't become as serious as in America might be due to the uniquely Japanese culture of shame acting as a deterrent. Nevertheless, as globalization progresses, the Japanese retail industry cannot turn a blind eye to this problem. It seems necessary to take proactive measures such as reviewing return policies and implementing fraud detection systems. Balancing the spirit of the customer is always right with healthy business practices appears to be the upcoming challenge for the retail industry.